This week's edition of the News AF podcast is sponsored by Happy Socks. Life is too short for boring socks. Happy Socks' vision is to spread happiness by turning an everyday essential into a colorful design piece. Happy Socks offers a range of styles, including dressed, athletic, low, and liner socks for men, women, and children. You can accessorize suits, athletic wear, dresses, add a touch of personality to any look. The most recent collection takes inspiration from the beauty of the great outdoors and energetic city lights. Some favorite styles in the collection include hamburger sock, cactus sock, why not? Or how about the signature big dot sock? With over 200 unique designs, Happy Socks instantly offers an upgrade from any outfit, from ordinary to extraordinary. And not only are you going to love the new collection, Happy Socks also collaborates with the best, most creative artists to design limited edition socks and gift boxes. Happy Socks most recently collaborated with The Beatles, Keith Haring, and Wiz Khalifa. I've got a pair of Happy Socks, and not only are they comfortable, but they look great too. There's no time like the present to treat yourself. Make gift giving a breeze with Happy Socks gift boxes. Go to happysocks.com, enter the promo code RHAP at checkout to get 20% off and free shipping on your order. That's at happysocks.com, promo code RHAP. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here once again to talk with you about the most interesting news stories for the week of Tuesday, September 25th, 2018, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Your actual factual news team is here to talk about so many great stories here in the final week of September. A man who hates all natural light after only a few months in Arizona. Please welcome Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. And you're not far off the truth. When I went to Germany and it was raining every day and everybody kept apologizing, I was like, please get me out of the sun. If I never see the sun again, then that would be a great life. And then a few days into the rain, I was like, I can see the sun a little bit, but I don't need to see it all the time.
Not all the time. You want to see other things.
Yeah. Also, I got good news.
Oh.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a little bit of a story, but not too long. I was dropping Bergen off at preschool this morning. And on my way, I left preschool and I had this overwhelming feeling. I don't know if it was the spirit of the Lord or something directing me. Mm-hmm. And I tried to ignore it, but I couldn't. So I pulled into the nearest Circle K and bought Mega Millions lotto tickets.
Oh, yeah?
For tonight.
What's the jackpot?
So, probably, over 300 million. Enough to live
on. You're going
to
win for sure.
Yeah. Well, I had the feeling.
Yeah.
You're calling your shot.
So do lots of others.
Yeah, I called my shot. I'm calling it right now, dude.
Mm-hmm. Well, Danny is already a big winner that in exchange for watching his kids that he received a brand new hat, Danny Bryson.
Wow. What's it say on the front of it?
It looks like, is that like a
Tacoma?
I thought it was like Paramount Pictures.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Paramount Pictures too. Mm-hmm. The logo.
Whatever.
Tacoma, Washington, where she went.
It's not really anything unusual because
here's a hat of where I'm going.
It really
here
is.
Here are the kids.
But I wear everything that she buys. I don't buy my own clothes ever.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't, why? You know, I don't need that hassle if someone else is willing to do it.
I mean, that's a good gig if you can get it of that, you know, your wife is just going to buy your clothes.
Yeah.
I would never allow that.
You would never?
No. Tyson has too much independent flair.
Like, I'm too particular.
With his terry cloth headbands and his cowboy hats, he's fighting conventional dress codes.
Yeah,
whereas
every
I'm just
day,
like, whatever.
I would long for my wife to be that interested in what I was wearing. Where then I would feel like if she gave me articles of clothing and said, "I like this, wear this," I would say like, "Oh well, this I bet this will make my wife like me."
Yeah,
and so I will wear these garments, no questions asked, but she's rather disinterested.
Do you want to give me a budget and I'll be your stylist?
That would be interesting. That
yeah, be like, I guess
what's
so.
That show?
I'd dress you how you dress yourself. I wouldn't go out on a limb a little
bit.
I'd
no, maybe, you have to do it different.
A little bit different.
Yeah,
spruce him up a little bit.
I feel like that if you could dress me in a way that my wife would like, that that's really what I'm looking for.
But your wife probably likes the way you dress already.
Not really. No.
She tells you?
It's boring. Boring.
That's what she says?
Everything I do is boring.
Okay. Yeah. I think even just this shirt that I have on right now, Rob, I bet that she would be pretty impressed with it.
We'll see.
I'll try it right now.
I'll try it. Okay. All right. Okay. So we got.
If anybody's looking for a personal stylist out there, just send me the cash that you are willing to spend on your clothes and I will, and the sizing and everything, and I'll get your clothes for you.
Okay. Let's get into some of these top stories at this hour. And Halloween is around the corner. Danny, you don't love Halloween, right?
No, but I'm looking forward to wearing that sexy handmade tail.
Sexy handmade tails costume.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah. I'll be wearing that one.
Nice.
Okay.
The man one or the woman one?
The woman one.
You're wearing the handmade
costume.
It's
a great conversational piece.
Yeah, because the men's costumes are just regular clothes.
Yeah, no, no, not those.
Okay.
I'm all about sexy outfits, how they take something that's mundane, and then just, like, that's the whole key to costumes now. You take an item of clothing that's, like, pretty boring, and then you sex it up, and then you sell it as, like, Halloween costume.
That's new?
That's
what they
do. That's not new.
That's not new, but I'm saying that's kind of, like, their strategy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's old. That's actually almost out of
as
style.
As old
now.
As it's man itself. So long. Sexy Halloween costumes are as old as men.
Since before the dawn of the Big Bang Theory.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about something that's going on. We've talked about all these different challenges over the years. And we have this challenge that comes from our friends over at Six Flags, who are introducing the Fright Fest 30-hour coffin challenge, where they're trying to see if anybody can go ahead and stay in the coffin for 30 straight hours in a row, Tyson.
Like a real coffin?
Well, a semi-real coffin. It looks like a real coffin, but I think this is sort of like a fancy coffin.
Like if it's bigger and has more space, 30 hours?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I could probably do half of that.
Okay. So
pretty easily.
Danny, the prize is if you can stay in the coffin for 30 hours, you're going to be put into a drawing for a $300 prize.
You have to sit there for 30 hours just to be entered into a drawing in which now luck decides your fate? No, thank you.
That's right. That's right.
No, thank you.
Why don't they just line up all the coffins and whoever stays in the longest gets the prize?
Yeah. And best of all, Tyson, check this out. Cell phones are allowed. And phone charging stations will be provided with possible use within the coffin.
Yeah, that's not going to be hard for a lot of people who spend 30 hours
pick
on their phone.
Pick me!
Anyway.
This is my dream! 30
it's
hours in the
easier.
Coffin? Nobody can get me?
Is the lid on? The lid's on, right?
Oh, please! I request that it be closed.
What if it's hot?
Yeah,
but if it's like in Phoenix,
it's going to be comfy. I think they're going to make it really nice and comfy.
Yeah, they don't want to lose anybody. They don't want to lose anybody.
It's a stupid cost. It's a stupid prize.
The prize does not match the contest for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
30 hours. So that's like 3 days. Probably.
Kind of. Yeah.
I mean, it's over 2 days. It's over a day.
It is over a day.
But if you're in there for 30 hours, you're going to lose more time on the back end.
Yeah. Why 30 hours? That seems like a random amount of time.
Well, it's
30 hours, $300.
Yeah, okay. I noticed that, Ty, but it was like 30 hours. That's a day and 6 hours.
Yes.
The only people doing this are the people that already go into heavy debt to visit Six Flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're not even guaranteed to win anything. That's the worst part. You go through all of that, the 30 hours in a coffin, and then you're just put into the drawing part annoys me. At least in the old days, they used to have those, at least on television shows, where you put your hand on the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the last person at the
hand
car gets
on a hard
the car.
Body.
So yeah, that's a legit contest. This is a contest to enter another contest.
Let me give a life hack for any of our listeners. So this is taking place on October 13th at the St. Louis Six Flags. To anyone that is looking for a hotel in St. Louis on Saturday, October 13th. Just save your money. Go sleep in the coffin and then just get out whenever. Who cares? You know, yeah. But instead of spending all this money to sleep 8 hours in some motel,
yeah.
Go sleep in the coffin
and everything
and charge your phone.
By the way, this coffin is a motel in Japan.
Mm-hmm. They probably have free food and Wi-Fi and everything.
Yeah. I mean, they might just have like cell service. I don't know if you have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, but most plans are unlimited these days anyways.
Yes.
They should up the ante.
Yeah.
And just go straight to the $300, no drawing. If you can spend 30 hours in a coffin with a corpse that's been donated to science.
Yeah.
With a cadaver?
With a cadaver.
Like
yes.
A yikes. Jerky looking thing?
Yeah. Now that would be an interesting contest.
That would be an interesting contest.
I feel like there'd be some health code violations on it, but I bet we could get through the red tape somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if Six Flags is willing to put up $300 for this prize, then they obviously have enough pull and finances to get through all the red
and
tape.
And Six Flags probably has a freezer full of people who died at their park.
That's true. They do at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. You also, in addition to the $300 potentially, you also are in the running for 2 2019 gold season passes. I don't know what exactly... that is, I would imagine that is a season pass that is etched into a block of 24 karat gold, Tyson.
Yeah, I think Six Flags does do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the gold pass is it has its own special line, but everybody has the gold pass.
Okay. Also, a Fright Fest package, including 2 VIP haunted house passes.
Okay.
Sounds
like more than $300.
Well, this is total. This is a prize package. Yeah. A ticket for 2 to ride the freak train for Freaks Unleashed. Danny, that does not sound fun at all.
The freak train for Freaks Unleashed. Is that where all the people with full body tattoos and split tongues, like they all just hang out on that train?
Yeah. Ride on the freak train.
That's where Danny goes when Liz is like, Danny, it's Friday at like 1 a.m.
Where are
you
are
going?
You?
I'm just going to go get some cigarettes real quick. You don't smoke. Just don't overthink it, Liz. I'll be back.
Choo choo, Liz, yeah. All aboard the freak train.
But the weirdest part of all is that you also win your coffin, Danny.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, that is nice. That can be quite the expense for your family.
It really will cut down. I mean, coffins are expensive, so that is some real world value.
I mean, can you use it for intended use? Like, I've already got my own coffin.
Why not? And you've got a great story behind it. Jerry loved this coffin, won it at Six Flags, took care of it for years.
Yeah, do they have a coffin sponsor? Is that what's going on here?
Oh, is it the sexy coffin people? That's where we did a story about people who made sexy coffins. I can't remember what it was.
I actually changed the way I want to be dealt with.
You don't want to be shot into space with Danny anymore?
With me?
Yeah, I do, but can I be sliced into deli meat first and then packaged like a giant human deli meat?
No. And why do you want that?
Yeah.
It feels like a statement of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
What's a statement? Is statements against deli meats or
pro deli meat, I think.
You're pro
deli meat. I'm not above being a deli meat.
I can't even imagine. I know there's people out there who would love to, you know, use a deli slicer on Tyson. I'm sure there's not a lot of them.
On my dead body.
Who's like, oh, dude, I love feeding human flesh to a deli slicer. I just can't imagine anyone who would
That. You know, they don't like make it known, Danny. There's probably more out there than you think.
You have to really be careful if that's your hobby about who you're telling that to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Probably a lot of people in Eastern Russia.
Listen, I bet I'm going to get probably like 30 people
offers.
DMing me on Twitter in like less than 10 minutes.
Now, I will do your funeral service for free. Is that like your friend stands up to give the eulogy while you're being sliced into deli meats right next to
them? No, I want like a giant package that's like a vacuum sealed like deli meat package with me already sliced in it, but arranged so that you can kind of tell it's me still.
Mm-hmm.
No, Tyson, that will work for me. I don't want to orbit the earth with deli sliced Tyson.
Okay.
Lunchable Tyson.
Lunch.
Okay.
The next to some crackers and some.
Okay. Yeah, well, then let's just go with the original plan.
Okay. All until right. we come up with something better.
Now, Tyson, this is the part that's going to make your head explode. There will also be designated bathroom breaks.
No.
Not allowed.
You have to be in there with a water bottle.
Water bottle? Diaper. Yeah. Adult
or
diaper.
A diaper.
Yeah.
An adult diaper, like a NASCAR racer.
Yeah.
You guys know that they piss themselves while they're racing.
Mm-hmm, makes sense.
And they poop themselves too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but my guess is that you, when you're in a contest like that, you have the poops at the beginning. We both know that.
Yeah. So your diarrhea right off the bat, and then you get a super bad diaper rash throughout the 500
yeah,
laps.
Exactly.
That's so why they're professionals, professional athletes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that being a NASCAR driver is all fun and games, and they're just making a ton
get
of money.
That diaper rash.
Yeah. But they have to do the pre-jitter diaper diarrhea mm-hmm. right at the start of the race, and then it's just like wallow in that until they have diaper rash, UTI, probably. Man,
think how embarrassing it is to go to the store as an adult, ask for diaper rash cream, and they're like, oh, really? Where's your child?
Yeah.
Actually, this is for me.
And yeah.
And always be on antibiotics for UTIs as the diarrhea has worked its way.
I feel like they probably allow the bathroom breaks because they realize their prize is a big dump of a prize.
Yeah.
So and they're like,
bathroom
look.
Bathroom breaks yeah. I'd take.
Well, listen. Do you know how many bathroom breaks, Danny? Can you guess the bathroom break schedule?
In 30 hours, how many
every
bathroom breaks?
Every 15 minutes.
Yeah, I would say they're probably going to give you at least one an hour.
Yeah, 1 6-minute bathroom break every hour.
That's stupid. Mm-hmm. That's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, what's the point here?
Nothing. There's
guess,
no point.
Yeah.
These look, guys
if
made
you're
the
throw
stupidest
a
contest.
Yeah. If you're going to do a contest like this, you either go all in. Or you just don't do it. This yeah. is someone half-assing a contest.
Half-assing.
This is what happened in the marketing room of these guys. They mm-hmm. were like, oh, that's going to be so awesome. Everybody's going to be talking about it. Wrong. Only News AF is talking about it, and it's not awesome.
Yeah, and we're not really endorsing it.
No, no, we are unendorsing.
These thoughts and feelings are not our. These are ours that we're saying now, but we the article we short shared, we don't want you to investigate further.
Yeah, unless you need a hotel that night.
Yes.
I think they're only picking 6 people to participate also.
We should all get all our listeners to apply for it and then no show them.
They should have done 6 people for 6, 60. I'm trying to think. Got to come up with 666 somehow. Tied
oh,
all together.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah
6
right?
people, 66 hours, 6 days.
$666.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tons of sixes.
Yeah. It should have been 6 people at a movie theater in an adult diaper watching the Gotti movie over and over and over again until one person taps out.
Okay. I could. Yeah. Would you get popcorn and Coca-Cola and stuff still?
As much as you want.
Oh, dude, I am into that.
Yeah. But you
Why
can't
do
leave.
Movie theaters only have single serving stuff.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
How much
That's
do you
smart,
need?
Smart though to do unlimited liquids. And
yeah.
then no bathroom breaks.
No, just adult diaper. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, but I don't
and
think that's
the
kind
the
of publicity they're looking for.
I think you'd still get the pre-competition diarrheas from even that because that's still a contest.
I would. I would definitely get pre-competition.
Is this a cycling thing? That did you get a lot of pre-competition diarrhea? Because I don't think I've ever experienced this.
Okay, Rob. Here's what we're gonna
Not
do.
Everybody.
We're gonna sign you up for a 5K. And we're going to apply a little pressure for you to perform the 5K so you start training and stuff. The morning of the 5K, as you're getting ready to go to the start line, you're going to have diarrhea.
Like literally minutes before it starts.
Yeah.
You will have
you're
no
walking,
urge to go to the bathroom. And then right as you're walking to get started, you yep. will have the sudden urge for diarrhea.
Yeah. So you'll wow. run to the bathroom and you'll have to squirt it out as fast as you can to get to the starting line.
It's actually
time.
The first race before a race.
Mm-hmm.
Is the race to the toilet.
Yeah, it's already...
It's just the nerves.
Yeah, yeah, it's just the nerves. And once you get it out, you're like, I feel great. I mean, I don't even care if I participate anymore in this race.
Yeah, that was worth it.
I'm light on my feet.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And sometimes you can have the post-race diarrheas too if you don't hydrate properly.
Mm. All right, watch out for that. Be careful. All right.
Both.
Let's,
one you can't avoid.
Let's talk about something that we haven't discussed too much recently, but is a big... controversy in Houston as Uh-oh. The first robot sex brothel in the United States is set to open in Houston in the next 10 days.
Boom.
Danny, have you already booked your flight down to Houston?
No, because they don't have any free coffins for me to stay in. They could combine the coffin robot brothel. If that was like a package deal, I think that I'd be more likely to go.
Yeah.
You know, the season pass pays for itself after two visits.
This is the thing. So we've had Spain. We've had, I think, England.
Yeah.
Canada. And now the U.S.
This one in Toronto, right.
So four countries. A lot of controversy in every situation. In every country, there's been controversy.
Yes. And so this is, you know, an actual issue. We've talked about sort of the idea of the robot sex workers coming to fruition. But here they are. Tyson, based on this article, that I wouldn't say that robot is necessarily the right word. I mean, these just seem like
more like sex doll.
Yeah, just based on the, you know, what they show in the video, they're just sort of like you know, fleshy mannequins.
Yeah,
publicity stunt. It's a generous term to draw attention.
I mean, right? We all knew that this was going to happen, and it's probably going to get more and more developed technologically.
Mm-hmm.
But here's where we need to jump in. We need to make dishwashers large enough to put like 20 sex robots in at a time.
Right.
Right, Eddie?
Yes, actually, Tyson, I was blindsided by that great idea. But that is a...
Well, what about a car wash? Could you put them through a car wash?
No, you can't put them through a car wash because that's outside. You're washing dirt and goo and mud and stuff. A dishwasher gets hot temperatures and you can put it on like the heavy load.
Yeah.
You can put it on the heavy loads.
Heavy load
sanitary rinse.
With a heat dry.
Yeah. All right. Well, there are a number of Houston residents that are not excited about this, that people don't want necessarily. I don't know why, but some Houston residents don't want a robot sex brothel in Houston.
Why do you think that is? I mean, is anyone willing to go in front of the camera and tell them why?
Yeah.
I mean, was it okay that they had humans doing it before and it's just something like anti-robot hate?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be.
I think that they are worried about a seedy element showing up to visit the robot sex brothel.
If you're the type of person that can show up to a robot sex brothel, you have no shame.
Seedy is a generous term to describe you.
Well, it was actually interesting. They talked to a lawyer who talked about how that there was not much that other businesses or citizens could do other than try to get the robot sex brothel pushed to, you know, a quote unquote red light district. But that the lawyer was saying that the robot sex brothel was protected by the First Amendment, Danny, and that people would be able to argue that this was part of their right to free speech.
People always throw the First Amendment around as if it protects them from any kind of prosecution. This is the First
Amendment. We're losing the First Amendment. I think that we need to get in there and really narrow it down. Right.
The First Amendment is like duct tape. Right?
We need to tighten them all up because the problem is that everybody takes them for gospel and it's like this 300-year-old man that knows way less than we know now wrote all this stuff for us and now we're just like unwilling to waver from any of it at all.
But here's the problem, Tyson. Nobody's using this as gospel at all. This isn't clear cut. This is everybody using one law or...
just like the Bible.
They use it and they apply it however they want.
Yeah, just like the Bible.
But let's face it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't know if there's anything wrong with the robot brothel.
Okay,
it's a grown person in a artificial, not even an artificial intelligence, and here it's just a digital doll.
I mean, right? If they want to maximize their profits, they need to move this next to a Greyhound station.
Yeah, I think that this is more of an issue that it's a public health risk than
exactly.
Than from any moral perspective, like ahead, Tyson. Here,
you get online, you book your robot.
Yeah.
Based on how they look. Then when you get there, one of the rules is you have to put your robot into the dishwasher as you leave by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So then nobody else has to handle it or anything.
Nobody puts their crap in the dishwasher. That's the weakest part of your plan right here.
Yeah.
People just leave their stuff in the sink. No one ever loads the dishwasher.
So you're saying that each and every time we have to have a hazmat team show up. Pick up the doll. put it to the dishwasher.
Yeah, no one's going to do that.
I mean,
that.
They're That's heavy cool. also.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, I think they probably weigh like 80 or 100 pounds based
the
on...
The ideal situation is the robot goes into the dishwasher itself.
Yeah, but these robots can't walk.
No, these are stupid. These are dolls.
Yeah.
Some elements of robotics.
And these robot, the rooms also have to have like a grated floor so you can just spray down the whole thing and it drains.
I mean.
And the cement walls. Like, it's definitely not sexy to be there.
You know, here's what it is. The room you go into is the dishwasher, okay?
Okay.
Oh, that's
Oh, they all the rooms clean themselves?
Yes, the room is a dishwasher.
Toilet room.
You walk into a giant dishwasher, you know, you have your date, and then you leave.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And then you hit a button on your way out, and it's just ultraviolet light, steam.
You hit a button, it's like at the CDC for the time.
When the room just explodes on your way out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boom. So it self-destructs and a brand new one is created.
Right.
I think that's not a efficient model.
Right.
I think the people that are willing to have sex with a robot aren't going to really care about all the cleanliness. Definitely.
Well, who knows? They might have held off until robots because they were worried about cleanliness.
Like a Demolition Man style sanitary.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of someone who didn't like the filth of real humans. And so it's like, finally, a surface that can actually be cleaned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, we also want to mention that these are robots that are being used in the Houston robot brothel are not made here in the United States. They are actually, they are immigrants to our great country, Tyson. They are Canadians.
Does this have Trump up in our,
Yeah. Well, this could be a hot button issue.
Yeah, tariffs everywhere.
You know, maybe this could be in the Houston Senate race. Maybe, I mean, do the Houston robot brothel workers, should they be made here in the United States? What's wrong with our American robot sex workers?
Prostitutes. Seriously. Yeah.
So,
you know, when they talk about people losing jobs to robots, they talk about the guy flipping burgers. They even talk about lawyers. They talk about accountants. Nobody ever talks about the prostitutes.
Yeah, that's because nobody...
Once again, prostitutes are getting shafted.
Sex workers,
yeah.
Danny.
Yeah. No, though I think more and more people are talking about them. I think that they're you know, I think that in, you know, as time goes by, you know, as more and more gambling becomes okay, then that's going to be the next frontier, I think.
There is a point when these people talk about how depraved the individuals are who visit these places. If we go back to the very first one to open in Spain... Remember, that guy said he had to shut down for a while because of the type of people he was attracting. He said they were like the lowest of the low.
Then you just charge more.
Yeah, well, he had to start moving his shop around, and it was by appointment only.
Ooh, that's a good idea, like one of those secret parties in New York.
Yeah,
that the elite
like a
can
speakeasy,
go to.
But with the robot prostitutes.
It's like, we're going to be here.
So these residents do have a legitimate concern if Spain is any indication of the type of individuals who visit these places, which I'm sure.
But maybe when they were in Spain, the only people that were visiting were people from Houston. Houston, these are just normal people, but to Spain, they're the uncouth.
Houston, you have a problem, okay?
I guess only time will tell. So these businesses, they're groundbreaking. They're going to open the eyes of everybody to the pros and cons of robot brothels.
Yeah.
All right.
People didn't always think weed should be legal.
The sexual Columbuses of our day.
All right. Well, let's talk about one of the reasons that you may need to visit one of these adult robot brothels because...
Oh, it's for adults only?
Yeah, it's only for adults. Yes.
Or only the robots are all mature.
Yeah. Dating scene, Tyson... That it may not be such a good idea to tell people if you are going gluten-free because that may make you seem a undesirable date.
Yeah, that's true. You know why?
Why?
Because let's say that you and I go out on a date and we go to dinner and we sit down and they bring the bread And you're like, oh, I can't have that. And they're like, okay. And then they're like, so what do you want? And you're like, does that have gluten in it? And they're like, I don't know. I can go ask in the back. And they're like, yes, please do. And then it's just like 6 hours of them going back and forth, asking the chef, and the chef just making it up because he doesn't know what has gluten in it and what doesn't. And then it's just a whole thing. Then if you get gluten, you got diarrhea for the next 24 hours. And if you don't, then, you're none the wiser.
Yeah. Again, with the diarrhea.
Do you want to deal with that every time you go out?
Yeah.
What did you say, Rob?
Again with the diarrhea?
Again.
Yeah.
I don't know why you keep bringing it up and then forcing me to say the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know why this is the case.
Why?
Oh, right? So it's not why I said?
No, it's not why you said.
Okay.
I think, and I realized this just the other day, when you're with people who don't do what you do, like Tyson and I don't drink. And I think there's some annoyance when we hang out with people who do drink that we don't drink.
Oh, whoa. Rob drinks some.
I know, but I'm just saying it's kind of annoying. Like when I go out with someone and like, yeah, I don't drink soda, or my kids don't drink soda. You're like,
come on, live a little.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, I don't know if I want to hang out with you. It's like they make the whole situation weird.
Yeah.
And so here's someone saying, do you have gluten free? And you're like, whoa, you're not like me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Or you're higher maintenance.
Like, yeah.
I like when people are like, I don't watch TV. And you're like, you don't. And they're like, no, I have Netflix, Hulu, YouTube. And that's all I watch. I was like, that's TV, bro. Mm-hmm. That's TV now, guys.
TV of the future.
It's not TV. It's HBO.
But I can kind of get it.
That's true.
And also another part of this I understand is whenever Liz, my wife, makes special demands when we order food, I'm
it's embarrassing.
Remember, we've talked about this. I just want to put my head down and walk away. Like,
yeah.
Please don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just get it as it is.
Please.
Yeah. So according to this study, 44% of people assume people who eat a gluten-free diet are high maintenance, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are high maintenance unless they have a gluten intolerance.
Yeah, I believe.
Gluten-free intolerance.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people, it turns out, are gluten-free intolerant, much like Tyson. Yeah. Now, there are people that do have celiac disease, which is some sort of that they're, I don't know if it's technically an allergy or not. Yeah. They can't eat it, but then there are other people who feel like that it's the gluten which makes you fat.
And they also like the attention. I think they also the attention of being gluten-free.
It was like a real hip thing to be for a while, and then people were like, I haven't changed at all. Like, I think some people, your body reacts differently to some things, and mm-hmm. if it feels like that's the thing that you cut out and that's making you feel better, sure. But if you're doing it because some hipster yogi was like, you should cut out gluten, and you're doing it and it doesn't make you feel better, it's actually sad because now you can't eat regular pizza.
Yeah. You're like, you should cut out gluten, it'll cut down on your thetan levels.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you want your thetan levels to be high, right? You want to have thetans, or you don't want to have thetans?
Oh, I don't know enough.
I don't know either.
Thetans good?
You know what I'm saying?
I thought the thetans were like midichlorians. I think you want to have a high.
Scientologist.
We need a Scientology course
right now.
Now, okay, I've got the killer app idea. It's called glutenfreedating.com.
Mm. And it's for only gluten free.
It's for only for gluten free people. And then if you go on a date,
you can get in and select one or the other.
No. If you like gluten, you can't be on this website.
No. Now you're cutting out too many people. You got to.
Right.
You open the website and it says gluten free or gluten glutton.
No. I think Rob's right.
That we don't want the people that eat the gluten. What are they doing on this website? They're polluting our gluten dating pool.
Mm hmm.
So it's people that don't eat gluten that are on this dating website?
And then we'll make another website that's a different tab. I love gluten.
Okay.
And it's for only people that eat gluten.
People either hate gluten or are indifferent to gluten. There's
I could take
that
it or leave it.
Gluten. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's nobody that's like, I'm so pro gluten. Ma'am, does this have gluten in it? I need extra gluten in there.
Could you sprinkle extra gluten on my pasta, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or
say
they don't,
when,
you don't
okay.
like go to the store and it's like, now enriched with more gluten.
Right.
So it's like, there's not one or the other. It's like, who cares? Or I cannot eat gluten because I want to look cool in front of my friends.
Well, now that you've made these two dating websites, if only there was a place where farmers could meet more farmers.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. If every single walk of life had its own dating
so
website.
Now we know what's going on with all of the gluten-free dating. Let's talk about there. Yeah, talk about this story. The number one style guru in Japan.
Is it me?
Is this dog.
What?
Yeah. Are you able to see this okay? Yes. This is Shiba. He has his own clothing line in Japan.
That's
pretty cool.
This is great because it's trolling every fashion style guru.
I'm sorry. The dog's name is Bodhi.
A dog can do your job, bro. Mm-hmm.
A Japanese dog named Bodhi?
Yeah.
Tyson, this dog earns 140,000 pounds a year.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding at all. It does look stylish. He's way more stylish than me. My wife
could get some
tips from this dog. Got a cool sweater, some cool sunglasses, a cool bag.
Ooh, a cool dog.
Here, here he is dressed up in the Rob special.
Yes.
Ooh, a plaid?
Yeah.
Yep. With a beanie.
So, Rob, it sounds like you're already on the fast track to being stylish.
Yeah, I just need to be a dog. I think if we go back to, you know, oh, my wife thinks my clothes are boring, but if I was a dog, then this would be, you know, a big hit.
By the way, this is not correct. The dog is the model.
Right.
The owner of the Instagram account is the stylist. That needs to be made clear. This dog is not picking outfits. Maybe it's sniffing them out, but I'm
Danny,
sure.
In fairness, did anybody think the dog was picking out his own outfits?
I think
most of our listeners assume somebody is dressing this dog.
When you told me that, I thought like maybe you put out two different choices and put a dog treat in one.
I will tell you exactly who thinks the dog is picking out this outfit. The same people who yell their dog's name for 10 minutes straight, thinking that it can understand English. Robert, don't do that, Robert. And the dog keeps doing it. Those type of people actually think that dogs have a lot of the same.
The dog's name is Robert?
Whatever the dog is. Like, that was the only name that came to my head. But you know what I mean? There's people out there who really believe that this dog could pick out this outfit.
Like and this the tuxedo. Hat, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree that if you put some clothes out and a dog walked around, he'd eventually step on some of them. You'd be like, he chose this. And then you could put it on him. You'd have to still dress him. Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing. You could say he picked his outfit. If you laid out all the outfits and you knew they all worked together, and then you just had him go up and you dressed him in the ones he sniffed the most.
Yeah.
You could technically say, oh, he picked this out. But really, you were.
This is a really interesting point. So I'm going to take my clothes and I'm going to get like a big dog and I'm going to dress the dog in my clothes and then put that picture on Instagram. I bet it would get thousands of likes, Tyson, way more than me wearing the same clothes.
Actually, as we were talking about this story, I was like, I should get Chaz Lamborghini my tortoise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I should have Rachel start sewing clothes for him. Like, imagine Chaz Lamborghini in a turtleneck sweater.
A turtle in a turtleneck? Impossible.
You got it. You got it. See, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay. So we'll be on the lookout for that. All right. So some residents in Indiana are very upset with the local Adopt the Highway program, as there is a mile of the highway, which is now being cleaned up by the Satanic Temple Indiana chapter. Danny,
why do they care? Why do they care? As long as the garbage, what's more?
You're on a highway to hell.
What's more offensive, the sign with the words Satanic Temple Indiana chapter or all the garbage on the side of the road? Which would you rather have? I'd rather have the sign than the garbage. Tyson, are you offended? Are you about to tell us how offended you are by this?
No, I'm not offended at all. I just was wondering if they were going to wear their goat leg costumes.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That would be cool.
I would love to see a bunch of like druids cleaning the side of the road.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of an interesting view.
It would be. And as you honk and wave, they'd like cast a spell on you. Like, Have you ever had anybody try and cast a spell
yes,
on you?
Yes, I have. I had a guy
cast a spell on you, Danny.
I had a guy curse me in Peru at like an old church. He asked for money. We said we didn't have any. I didn't speak Spanish, but then he yelled something at us, and the guy with me who did speak Spanish said, "We just got cursed." Like he just
and it worked because your balls.
What was the curse?
Your balls are huge.
I don't know. He didn't give me the play-by-play on what was said.
Oh, he didn't? We got to get in touch with this guy that spoke Spanish so we can find out.
Yeah, it was Brant.
Mm.
You know Brant? Don't you, Tyson?
Yeah, I know Brant.
Yeah, so we got to get a hold of him.
I had a lady do this thing with her fingers at
whoa.
Me, but she was like a gothic chick.
Whoa, yeah, whoa, is right. What did she do with the finger?
She just like waved them like she was casting a spell on me. After
yeah.
I was being too lighthearted about everything.
Well, then you
too lighthearted,
so it didn't work.
Yeah, I was just making jokes, and I wasn't necessarily at her expense. I don't really remember. She just was not having it,
mm-hmm.
so she pretended to cast a spell, and I laughed. I think, and then nothing happened except for good fortune.
Was she?
Maybe she blessed me.
Oh.
Maybe she loved my jokes so much that
yeah.
she blessed me.
I'm going to show my satanic ignorance here.
Okay.
But wouldn't Satan want litter all over the place? Does this go against the satanic code of things?
Yeah, would Satan adopt the highway?
I just don't think he would. Would he adopt anything? Only to kill it, probably.
Satan would adopt all the highways. So
like,
could
I could see him adopting
them.
The
Although,
highway, then setting
if,
it on
if,
fire.
Have you ever driven on the 405, Danny?
No.
Yeah, that's a real
yeah, that adopted
satanic.
My
they call that one Satan's highway. Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what I envision when it comes to Satan's highway.
Yeah, Jared, go check that one out around 6:20.
Okay, so that I believe, but why would he adopt a highway and clean it? That seems like everything Satan's against.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was getting your highway all clean.
I thought you were going to say the real saying and I couldn't remember it.
No, I think the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was getting Kevin Spacey to talk about him in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
I would think Satan was behind all of the robotic brothels more than adopting highways.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Well, maybe it's the you know, they say that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Like maybe this
yeah.
road leads to the Houston robot brothel, Danny.
Well, can't people
like, look at this road.
Too?
It's so nice.
Like, why are you being so like maybe Satan and his followers have turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why can't you know, we allow
give
for
him
that
a second
at
chance?
All?
Well,
yeah.
this is
so
from
we're so unforgiving that we can't just like see the good that somebody's doing for what it is.
Mm-hmm. The Satanic Temple, Indiana chapter on their Facebook page posted a picture of their highway road sign. Said, "We are very pleased to finally have the opportunity to show you our Adopt the Highway sign. # inverted crossroads. # Hail Indiana. # Hail Satan."
Oh man,
345 likes on Facebook
at least. Yeah, for sure. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Local residents not thrilled though.
Did they say inverted crossroads?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Yes,
isn't that where you make a deal with the devil? Isn't that where you meet Satan to make a deal with him?
I'm not sure. The at the inverted crossroads.
At the crossroads.
Is that what Bone Thugs and Harmony were talking about?
That's what everybody was. No, that's
meet
more
you
what,
at the inverted
Eric,
crossroads.
That's what Eric Clapton was talking about.
Oh, okay.
It's like advertising a satanic church in front of our home, said Konija or whatever. We raised our sons here. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm influenced by all of the Adopt a Highway signs I drive by.
Yeah, all of them. I'm like, oh, Barb and Walter Trust Fund. Of course, I'll get a look into that more.
Go check them out.
Yeah. Damian Blackmore, who's the head of the Satanic Temple, Indiana chapter. Now, the head of the Satanic Temple is named Damian. Damian Blackmore. That can't be his real name.
That can't
Damian
be.
Damian Blackmore.
He had to have changed it.
He
yeah.
said,
maybe
we,
it was just too perfect.
Yeah, that he said that they would do it even without the sign. That's just how nice they are.
That's super nice. That's nice of them. Yeah.
Hmm.
Don't you have to pay to adopt a highway, or is that free? You get the sign if you do it.
No, I think you have to sign up for it.
Okay.
Indiana Department of Transportation Communications Director Debbie Calder said that they have to be respectful of the First Amendment rights of all groups that want to participate in this program.
So maybe the Houston brothel should also adopt a highway.
Yes.
That's one way to the hearts of local residents.
How about this? Cleaning up their trash. Tyson, what if they put the highway in the dishwasher? Then no Satanist would need to adopt the highway.
Like a mobile dishwasher.
What if the highway was a dishwasher? It's just a tunnel system the whole way.
Good.
And then it's a graded road. And then you just like spray it down every time somebody makes a mess.
Yeah. Maybe somebody should adopt each of the robot workers.
Like foster care.
Right. And then it's just sort of like, oh, this this robot sex worker has been adopted by the local.
By the overly nice
Indiana Satanic Temple. And then they come in and then they volunteer to clean her.
With Q-tips.
Yeah.
Just clean it.
But you can't let any of these robot sex dolls be adopted by any man who wears his button-up shirt
We're gonna have to check his references. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you just look and make sure his top button isn't buttoned without a tie on it.
All right. Let's begin our descent now into Danny's bolt hole. Here we go, Danny. Take it away.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I got to be honest, that song relaxes me.
Not too much, right?
Perfectly. Not so much. I mean, I don't get competition diarrhea right before I do the bowl hole. And I think a large part of that is because of the song. If I played that before every race, when I used to race, I think I would have been more relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to tie in the worst passenger of the week. It's actually passengers. With the bolt hole.
Okay.
Ooh, there, double.
There was a group of orchestra people. And when I say orchestra people, it looks like mostly violin players who put on an impromptu concert when the flight got delayed.
Okay, that sounds good.
That sounds good if you like orchestra music. And remember, I want to point out that I played violin for almost 10 years and I was in high school orchestra, right? So coming from a violin person, I feel like the reason this is a story about the worst passengers of the week is that if you are the orchestra, you are assuming everyone within earshot appreciates your style of music.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch the video, they're playing very tense music. I don't need tense music when I'm at the airport.
What kind of music are they playing? Like the Jaws theme?
No, like going super fast. I don't know what the name of the song is. It's very well played, but it seems like it would just add to my anxiety at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
When I was coming back from Costa Rica, there was a woman playing her violin in a corner of the airport, kind of next to the eatery.
Yeah.
And I thought, why are you doing, nobody has asked you to do that. Nobody asked you to, this orchestra to play. No one asked the, what are they called? Buskers, the people who get on the buses in South America, which I also found annoying. No one's asking you to play for them. Like most people just want to sit in their own space and calm down. Their way. They don't need your help doing so.
So is this better or worse than a man talking too loud on his cell phone or talking or doing a video call?
I would say it's equal to a person talking loud on their phone.
Is it better or worse than a person playing their music super loud?
It's in the same sense.
Like if somebody was listening to like rap music on their like big giant headphones, but so loud that everybody can hear.
I think it's pretty close to the same. It's an uninvited intrusion. And the thing is, they believe that they're bringing everybody joy because they're bringing a small number of joy. But the people who they're not bringing any joy to are just becoming more and more frustrated. Like if I was sitting within earshot of this group, I could tell you exactly what would be happening.
Diarrhea.
Eventually, I'd peak at diarrhea, but I become more and more irritated. Like, when are you going to stop? Like, please stop. It's like my neighbor who mows her lawn at 10 at night.
That's what I was going to ask. It was the violin worse than your neighbor mowing her lawn at night.
Mm-hmm.
It's so on what the are you same doing? Level.
So you're throwing the Danny proverbial noise rocks pollution. In the grass?
No, I want to decide what I hear and when I hear it. That's the thing. This is a group of people deciding for everyone what they're going to listen to. No one asked them to do this, right? Mm. At least on the street or in the subway, I can walk away for the most part. But if I'm trapped in an airport, I am a prisoner to you and your music and your little orchestra group. I'm a prisoner. I'm being held prisoner by that.
So the orchestra is the worst airline passengers of the week, Danny?
Yeah, I'm putting them up there. Worst airline passengers of the week.
We have people that are urinating, defecating, ejaculating.
No, this is audible.
Masturbating.
This is audible urination. That's what this is. This is audible urination. I didn't ask for it. I don't want it. And yet you're forcing me to watch.
This is the difference between these guys and all the other people. Is all the other people, before they go into it, when they're like, I think I'm going to do this right now, they know that they're going to displease a bunch of people if they are caught doing it.
Yep.
Or that they're going to raise some hell. These people, they all got in a huddle before they started and were like, wouldn't this be so much fun for everybody?
Let's
for them
treat,
to listen
Bob.
To for yeah, let's give them a treat. The treat is they get to listen to us play our instruments. That's how great we are.
Thank you, Tyson. Tyson said it perfectly.
Right.
It's just the mental state of the people who are the worst passenger airlines. No one pissing in the corner of an airplane is thinking, I'm doing everyone a favor.
Yeah. So, exactly.
Danny, how incredibly annoyed would you be to have been a passenger on the Titanic when not only was the ship going down, but also an orchestra started playing?
Do you think that really happened? I know it happens in the movie, but the odds of orchestra.
Well, he's just asking how you would feel about being an extra in the film during.
Well, what was
moment.
More likely? Do you think that people started playing orchestra instruments or people were greyhounding left and right?
Well, if history has taught us anything, it's that when people sense disaster,
they
tend
as
to
much
greyhound
as they can.
Like crazy.
Yeah, and don't get competition diarrhea.
No. They're trying not to, but they're still trying to get in their last few bits of greyhounding. And like that inner competition with all the other greyhounders is going to cause some adrenaline rush to your bowels.
I do guarantee you this, that these guys got performance diarrhea. And he's like, Bob, I got a perfect plan. Let's take out our instruments and give these people a treat. He's like,
and then they all had to go poop
like,
before
we start. I need to take a dump because I didn't have any need to go to the bathroom 2 seconds ago. But the minute you suggested this, I now have to dump.
As they all started warming up, they all had to take their bathroom breaks first. And then they were like, now we're getting into it, guys. And everybody's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
The guy in the corner pissing on the lounge is like, well, they're drawing the attention away from me.
So I know that Tyson and I, because I feel like Tyson's siding with me, we'll get some flack for this. But I really believe that this is just unwarranted audible pissing. It's just noise pissing all over the terminal. And the people standing around filming it, they are encouraging what I would consider.
I mean, were they really bad at playing the instruments?
No, they were great. They were great. They sound really good in the video.
Yeah.
But that's beside the point. I don't care how great they sound. If I was in the airport facing a delay with my kids, this is the last thing I want to listen to while I'm sitting there trying to get my kids who have been traveling for 10 hours to calm the F down and like trying to feed them, keep all my shiz together. It's like, no, I don't need this added aggravation.
And also when you go to see an orchestra perform, they don't seat you in between two violinists because that would be too excruciatingly loud.
Yeah.
They seat you quite a ways away from all the comings and goings.
By the way, a violin in the wrong hands is a weapon.
Of
is
mass
a weapon.
Destruction.
Is of mass annoyance.
Okay.
It's just like that. My mom, I don't know how she endured it. She made all the boys play the violin and we all played early in the morning. And my poor dad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't even know how he managed.
All right. Well, if we have any other string instrument stories next week, be sure to send them our way in our Facebook group so Danny can talk about the noise pollution coming from unexpected sources.
Yep.
It is noise pollution.
It really
is. I mean, if you're not asking for it, it could be quite the rude awakening. What time was this at? Was this at like 4 a.m. at Newark Airport? Is everybody who had to spend the night in the airport is just getting up for their early flight?
It's hard. It looks like it's at night. So okay. I don't know the specific time, but it does look like it's nighttime.
Okay. So. How was this reported, Danny? What was the headline of this story? Did anybody, were there a lot of people complaining? Like, I don't understand how this was
the
news.
Headline said no, a bunch of assholes.
No, no. Like, this is me being an a-hole because the headline is late orchestra's impromptu airport gig. That's how it's headlined.
Brings joy to many in the crowd.
Yes, so this was like a positive story.
It's a positive story.
It's definitely a positive story.
But my dark satanic heart is just taking it down.
I've got some friends for you in Indiana, Danny.
Yeah, this is what the headline.
Do you like cleaning highways?
Without reading the headline, this is what I'm going to say it said. It said, many, many flustered airline passengers.
Yeah, passenger frustrations.
Passenger frustrations due to late flight. Leads to joy in rambunctious performance by professional orchestra.
Yeah. Danny's like, no, no, no.
Yeah. Yep. Not all is bad.
Shut it
in the
down.
World. Today, an orchestra, get this, they played their instruments in the airport. Yeah.
Danny, it was their First Amendment right to play that music.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure they did. Yeah, that's what they'd pull out if I'm walked up. I'm like, hey, could you guys not play?
Yeah.
All right.
And they're like, it's our First Amendment right. And then you'd be like, it's my First Amendment right to
protest.
That I don't. Yeah, to protest. So here we are in a stalemate.
Okay. All right. Well, great work today, guys. To everybody who is watching us live on video, I know we had some connection issues this week for the video component, but we will work on getting that resolved for next time on the show. Tyson and I will be in Reno, Nevada coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Run it up, Reno, dude. 2018.
You know it. I'm excited, dude. Rob, let's both win those Bahamas packages at the Moneymaker event.
They're going to say at the Coffin Sleepin'.
At the Coffin Sleepin'? They have the Bahamas Platinum passes there.
See if they can do that at Run It Up Reno.
Yeah, at Run It Up Reno.
Yeah.
Two chances for $86 entry fee to win $30,000 travel and poker package to the Bahamas.
Would you guys take each other if you want?
From Poker Stars. I don't know if you can take somebody because you're just going to the Bahamas to play like a gigantic awesome tournament where you could then win millions, which would then pull us out of our middle upper class misery that we've all been wallowing in for the last however many years.
All right, well,
poor us.
Yeah, great stuff today. Tyson, you want to get into any reviews or we'll save it for next time?
I opened it and there was no new
report. Oh, newsaf.news. If you want to go ahead and get some reviews into the show, newsaf.news. All right. So Tyson is on Twitter. He is at Tyson Apostle. Danny is at Danny Bryce. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre putting this all together this week. Again, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.